Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am very excited to be back here again with you this week and every week at 5 o'clock on Mondays on WBLQ and on TransformationTalkRadio.com live or anytime. You can download the show to iTunes or your MP3 player. But right now we are live and excited to be here. I am really thrilled about tonight's interview and topic because it's a subject that's very near and dear to my heart. So when I was asked if I would be interested in chatting with this wonderful author about his great new book that's just about to hit the shelves, I was very excited because the topic is called Reclaiming Emotional Balance. And emotional balance is something that is very near and dear to my heart. It's something that I wrote about in my book, Shift, Let Go of Fear and Get Your Life in Gear. And it's something that is becoming more and more on top of the subjects that everyone is thinking about these days. I think that there are more and more of us in the healing and professional medical fields that are realizing that when we look to do self-development work, when we look to do healing work, we are no longer just going to focus on one specific part of a person's situation. You know, and it's no longer enough to just focus on mental well-being, or if you're a physical doctor or a medical doctor, to focus just exclusively on someone's physical well-being. So in my book, I know I took on the subject of really trying to break through the paradigms that we have around healing and to have a more integrated approach where we see ourselves in terms of a holistic view, where we start to see our system as both as having mental component, a physical component, and an emotional component. And one thing that I spent a lot of time on in my book is around practices for alignment of your emotional, your physical, and your mental capabilities. And I think that's something that my guest today is going to bring to us a whole new level of expertise. And so I am very excited that we're going to talk today about helping people reclaim emotional balance with Dr. Roy Martina, who has put out a new book that's going to hit the shelves on March 15th. And he is on a book tour as we speak and doing a whole series of teleseminars and presentations. So I'm very, very excited to grab him for an hour. Dr. Roy Martina has been in the field of medicine for over 30 years, and the list of expertise that he brings to the table is quite amazing. Let me just share with you just a little bit about his background. He's a holistic natural medicine practitioner, an expert in areas such as modern and classical homeopathy, acupuncture, soft laser therapy, neural therapy, reflexology, holistic cancer therapy, orthomolecular therapy, allergy therapy, weight management, and the list goes on and on. He has put together his research over the last 15 years in a focus on helping us see ourselves and our healing process as an integrated, holistic view with bringing both all of the above, the mental, the physical, and the emotional components together. And I am thrilled to have him here today to help us understand ways and practices and theories that we can use for our own self-healing, but also just to reframe the way we all view this rapidly transforming health industry that we're all being impacted by today. So I want to welcome Dr. Roy and get started reclaiming emotional balance. Welcome, doctor.
Thank you, Jeff. It's wonderful to be on your show and really also to connect and hearing also about your book. So we really have a lot of things to share and to exchange. I'm very happy to be in that place with you today.
Yeah. You on as a guest, because this is a subject that I've written about and I'm very committed to in my practices with people. And I think that, you know, you as a medical doctor are really at the leading edge, because I think for many of us, I'm a psychologist, and I think for many of us, you know, we still live in a world where there's a lot of fragmentation in the healthcare industry. There's a lot of challenge that for people when they are in both physical and emotional difficulty, trying to decide what kind of doctor to go to, whether they should see a therapist, whether they should go to a, you know, the medical doctor and get involved with the pharmaceutical routine. And so, you know, we're going to have a wonderful conversation, because what I'm very committed to is the integration of the best of the scientific literature and the best of the research from the biomedical field, but also, you know, this bringing together some of the new modalities with some of the best science. And it seems to me that as I read through your book, that's very much in line with what you're committed to doing. Maybe the best place for us to start would be for you to share with us, with listeners, a little bit about how you came to this theme of emotional balance, maybe in your background, and to what brought you to want to write this book.
All right. Yeah, there are a couple of things coming together in my life. One was that as a child, I had really, really big problems. And the best therapy that was found for me was send me to martial arts. And I started out with judo. And that's how I got immersed into the Eastern philosophy for the first time and learned about respect and about accepting oneself. And, you know, basically the first step in anger management. As a six-year-old, I had many problems with that. When I graduated as a medical doctor, I forgot all about that. I was completely into the science of everything. And I, by accident, literally, I got into a severe car accident, my neck, got into physical therapy, nothing helped. And one day the physical therapist said, you know, I can't help you. Why don't you try acupuncture? And I really didn't want to. I didn't believe into that. But he pushed me, and finally I went, and after three treatments, I mean, I was completely healed, and 6 months later I started studying acupuncture. That's like 33 years ago. And what really changed my whole approach even to acupuncture was that in my practice, I told all my patients that if after 10 treatments they were not either well or on their way to being well, all the other treatments would be on for free until I could figure out why they were not healing. And that basically changed my life, because I discovered so many things about, let's say, health and disease. And basically, to put it very simple, the big breakthrough came when I discovered that everything is a kind of a balance between either we are in a self-healing mode, which I call the emotional balance, or we are in a self-hypnosis mode, meaning we are creating our own hallucinations. Well, many people may know something about hypnosis. And at a state of hypnosis, you can hallucinate. And we are hallucinating all the time by telling ourselves certain things. And that's really what makes us sick, these things that we keep telling ourselves. And it's not even who we are, but stuff we learned, we picked up when we're young. And the side of self-healing, we are connected to the innate intelligence, which relate to the frequency of love. You know, I will get into maybe love later. And on the other side, we are in suffering, which relates to the frequency of fear. So if we can move from the frequency of fear to the frequency of love, then the self-healing begins. And fear is self-hypnosis, because the most things we are afraid of are not even real. They are things we are imagining, things that we are hallucinating. So this concept that went on and on until, you know, I start giving my patients homework. And based the book Emotional Balance is the kind of manual, a little bit more stories and examples that I give to my patients, so they can take the responsibilities to shift from their fears back to the frequency of self-healing.
Wow. Well, I mean, I love your story, because we're very, very much aligned. And I think that this is such a huge transformational moment in the healthcare field when psychologists and medical doctors are finally coming together, just as we are today in our conversation, in bringing the best of science, but also the best of the understanding that we now have about energy and emotional energy, and bringing that to bear on, as you're calling it, self-healing. Mm-hmm. And so I am so excited to hear a medical doctor who is really operating at the leading edge of bringing these two or three streams of consciousness and of practice together. And I want to give people an opportunity to jump in. If you'd like to send us a note or if you'd like to call in, we'd love to hear from you. This is obviously a very, very leading edge topic and something that I think a lot of our listeners are grappling with in terms of healing themselves and working with the medical practitioners that are out there. So if you want to touch base with us, please do. You can find me online at www.transformationtalkradio.com. Just go to the homepage and scroll down and you'll see a little box for instant feedback and you can get in touch with us directly with a question or a comment. Or you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And I would be happy to hear from you and take your question. And we are going to take a quick break and come back with Dr. Roy Martina, who is bringing the medical field to the leading edge with reclaiming our emotional balance.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
In the last 30 years, over 1 million people have gone from busy and a bit overweight to busy enjoying life, having lost weight using MetaFast products. The Take Shape for Life program has taken that success of MetaFast meals even further with a free certified health coach and a realistic and simple plan. You're not fixing a problem. You're on a journey to optimal health. Learn more, talk to a health coach, and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
1230 WPLQ.
Welcome back, everyone. I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. And I am talking today with the author of a new book that is hitting the shelves in the United States in the next few days. It's actually already an international bestseller. It's called Emotional Balance, The Path to Inner Peace and Harmony. And Dr. Roy Martina is traveling the world and doing a whole series of teleseminars and workshops all over Europe and the United States this week. So I am very excited to have him here with me. And we are talking about this idea of integrated healing, a way of connecting the physical, the emotional, and the mental aspects of healing and of wholeness. And he was just sharing with us a little bit of his story of how he went through his own breakdown on the physical side and connected through the alternative healing modalities, I guess initially with acupuncture, but then obviously has entered into a whole exploration and research of these holistic medical practices that he's now compiled in this wonderful new book called Emotional Balance. And Dr. Roy, I'm really interested to know from a medical practitioner's vantage point, you know, what do you do when people come to you, with illness, with various, serious physical problems? How do you get them to be open to this idea of viewing their process, their self-healing from an emotional, and as you said, from kind of looking at their story and the way they're feeling emotionally and mentally about their illness?
All right. Yeah. So importantly is that if someone comes in a really bad state, let's say I deal a lot with cancer patients who have heard the diagnosis, you have 3 months to live, 6 months to live, or whatever.
Yeah, that's very serious.
Or other people who have heard, you have to live with this disease. So the diagnosis in conventional medicine is a second disease that you're getting. So you already have one problem, then the doctor gives you a second problem, and that problem creates a belief, a kind of a hopelessness, that if we do not manage that hopelessness, if we cannot shift them out of fear, we won't get them into self-healing. So that's right. The first step is to deal with fear. And especially people with these kind of diagnoses, like you have to live with it, or the rest of your life you're going to suffer this or suffer that. So everything has to do, again, with our set of beliefs, number one. What do we believe creates our reality? But in medicine, it is so powerful when we go in that state of hopelessness. So my first task is to move them from hopelessness to, a state of power. And so once we pass that, then we can access the self-healing. And one of the ways I really work with clients is to show them that medicine is missing a big part of the equation, because in medicine, we're focusing on biochemistry and histology, on the cellular changes. But where everything begins, that ends up to be chronic, they're missing, and that's the energy medicine. So the foundation of disease all starts at the energy level. So by the time it manifests in the cells, let's say in cancer, it went from energy first to biochemistry, the changes on in the body, and then the last, let's say, place where it manifests is in the cells. In order to shift that, we need to go back to energy. And that what influences the energy the most is our mental emotional state, what we're constantly telling ourselves, or state of self-hypnosis. And when the doctors give you a diagnosis, they're actually hypnotizing you and telling you this is the only reality. So I need to take them out of that self-hypnosis and create a new self-hypnosis for them where there's hope, where they can access their power. I give them homework that gives them back responsibility. Someone who is hopeless and they want you to solve the problem, that's not going to work. So you need to involve them in the process to shift their beliefs, to give them something to do, so shift their focus. And those are the two first steps. And then already things start to happen. People start to notice energy shifts in the body and the mental emotional starts to change.
So when you talk about emotional balance, you're very much focused on energy balance. Is that true?
No, actually the word emotional balance I've used because it is actually the state of self-healing. It's the state of equanimity, what most people get into meditation or when they're doing something they're passionate about. And when we are sick, we are moving out of that state because everything reminds us of our disease. So we're actually bringing them back to a mental emotional state. I also refer to it as still point. And that's where healing really happens. That's where the energy is flowing. That's where the emotions turn into energy. Before that, the emotions are stagnated. The energy is blocked. So even though we're speaking about emotions, we are actually talking about the energy, the flow in the body of, you know, everything that should be naturally in a flow.
Yeah, I love what you're saying. I mean, there's a lot of work being done now on neurobiology and neuroscience that's beginning to actually bring the scientific community into this conversation in a new way when they're beginning to realize that the neurobiological impulses that we consider to be like what constitutes our thinking, our cognitive processes, are actually energy that's sourced throughout the entire body. And I'm reading a book right now that's about neuroscience and leadership and neuroscience and healing. Mm-hmm. And it's extraordinary. And I think maybe that's one of the things you're doing in your book is beginning to show the scientific community that this idea that we have the power to shift the energy at the cellular level and within the brain itself is a very malleable storytelling process, right? It's like a muscle that's constantly reinventing. And, you know, this is quite a shift for the medical community that's tended to look at the human body more from a mechanistic viewpoint. Don't you think that's true?
Exactly. And, you know, everything is pointing in a new direction. We have the whole new science also of the genetics, the epigenetics, where our mental state can influence our DNA. We're seeing also many big changes happening in cancer treatment and in many other areas that's going on right now. And, you know, the sad part of the story is that if you cannot, translate it into something that you can patent and copyright, then the pharmaceutical industry obviously is not interested. So a lot of the new science, new research, does not translate always in practical tools that doctors can use, because the problem with the doctors is that they are writing prescriptions, and it's not about the prescription anymore. The prescriptions are becoming outdated and are becoming the problem because they are working on a biochemical level and actually sometimes creating more imbalance on the energy level. So we need to really make a big shift now in the mental emotional state of medical doctors, because the science is there, but they're not catching up yet. I mean, I see a lot of my colleagues, they're stuck into old ways, and it's very hard for them to apply the science in a new way. So we are now at the verge of a breakthrough, but we still need a lot of work to be done to make it really practical for a lot of doctors.
Yeah, I think you're really pointing at something. Do you work in a medical practice with other doctors currently?
No, I'm a kind of an advisor and consultant to many medical practices and doctors.
Okay.
And also we are now creating a new model for, a clinic, a new model for a hospital. So where we will have all the equipment like MRI scan, CAT scan, you know, to a laboratory. So we're right now working on that model so we can show with the diagnostic methods of, you know, the hospitals and the medical communities that what we're doing on energetic level and on mental emotional level creates the shifts on emotional level, on the biochemical level and creates these shifts on cellular level, even with things like cancer. And only when that model is there where we can show the results in a way that is in the language of the traditional medical doctor, then the real shift can happen, and then we can share with them the tools that we're using for that. So I expect that in the next 5-6 years, once these things are done, that medicine has to accept the fact that there are no ways that can be integrated into the whole system, and it's all evidence-based, and that's what's needed right now.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously, it's so exciting because, I mean, you're kind of at the vanguard of what I think is a watershed moment in the healthcare industry as the neuroscience really catches up with what the integrated and holistic practitioners have really been doing and ways of operating probably, at least in the West for the last 20 or 30 years, and certainly in the East and in the shamanic traditions for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Absolutely.
So it's like this, there's a major kind of convergence that's occurring. And I'm very optimistic. I think that it's so exciting to hear medical doctors who are writing books like the one you're writing and are actually out there, you know, speaking up for this transformation that's sort of not only needed but inevitable in the healthcare field.
Absolutely, and yeah, you're absolutely right. It's an exciting time because never before in the history of mankind have we been, you know, creating such a mass awareness on all levels in so many different fields, and so many great, you know, authors and then speakers now appearing on the scene. You know, I personally work with Deepak Chopra, and I'm doing seminars with Bruce Lipton, Eric Pearl, and many other famous doctors and healers from the United States. And we are now at, you know, really at the point of breaking through on a level of consciousness, and also we're going to soon see this appear also in new models in traditional medicine. It's wonderful. It's great.
It's
I'm very excited about that.
Very, very exciting. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to dig into your book and have you share with us some of the models that you are traveling around and doing in your workshops and in your treatments, and give people a taste of what they can find if they reach out and get involved with your work. So you're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I am with Dr. Roy Martina and discussing his new book, Emotional Balance. And stick with us. We'll be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I am in dialogue today with Dr. Roy Martina, and we're discussing his new book called Emotional Balance. And it's time to dig into this book a little bit, Dr. Roy. I'd love for you to share with our listeners, you know, basically some of the key principles and themes that you explore in the book. As you kind of walk people through this idea of getting back in touch with your own self-healing process and reclaiming emotional balance.
Yeah, what is very well explained in the book is more or less the energy part of the emotions, how this influences the body, how our thoughts influence the body, and how we have to train ourselves to start thinking a different way. One of the biggest problems we have that we're facing with is that the first 7 years of our lives, we did not have a very well-developed critical mind. So all the things that we experienced in our first 7 years of life has been registered as the truth. And all the little conflicts we had will create our emotional patterns for later. So actually part of the healing is the unlearning of all, let's say, call it just the garbage that we've gotten, the emotional viruses and stuff we're carrying with us.
So it's a lot of the healing. What you're talking about is a lot of the conditioning, right?
Excuse me?
A lot of what you're talking about is the conditioning.
Exactly.
Kind of the stories we came to believe as children.
Absolutely. And at the age of 7, we start developing a critical mind, and we can filter better. But the critical mind also seals off the first 7 years. So that does not change so quickly. The self-image is deeply sealed into the subconscious mind. And a lot of people condition over that. So they start doing positive affirmations, they start doing visualization, all those kind of things. But if we don't change the core, if we don't change the first 7 years, then that normally will not work deep enough. So to give you an example, in America, they talk a lot about empowering beliefs, and positive affirmations and all of that. And what I found in my work is that that can be even counterproductive. So that some of the empowering beliefs will lead to disease because it's suppressive of certain emotion conflicts that we have. So one of the most important bases that people need to understand in this new way of healing is that we have to stop rejecting ourselves. We need to first make peace with ourselves and understand the self-hypnosis of what we're saying to ourselves, how we reject ourselves, how we go into learned powerlessness and all of that. So step by step, I take my readers through the levels of, you know, the emotions, then what emotions really are, what they are a feedback of something that's not healed, an unresolved conflict. I explain how unresolved conflicts lead to chronic disease and even to cancer. And many people talk about the disease being a message. Disease is not really a message. It's not something static. It's something very dynamic. Disease is a doorway to opening to dialogue with your subconscious mind. So there's not one disease that has only one message. If someone has cancer, you know, I introduce them how to dialogue with their cancer. Basically, there's no cancer. It's just a manifestation of something happening in your subconscious level. So once we understand how to dialogue with our subconscious mind, the healing process begins. We can change our self-hypnosis into empowering self-hypnosis by understanding how we function. Then I make a link to the spiritual part of it. And the spiritual part of it, in my belief, is just the difference between love and fear, and that most of our fear comes from not being loved, or the fear of not being loved, the fear of rejection, and how we can heal that. And that fear leads to anger. And if we don't forgive the people who we're actually felt the fear with, then we stay stuck in the anger, and that's very self-destructive. So forgiveness is a big part of the healing process. Letting go is the main thing people can learn to have a better life quality. If we don't succeed in becoming masters at forgiveness and letting go, we stay stuck in patterns and in our fear and self-hypnosis patterns.
Yeah, I mean, what you're talking about is so powerful and so completely in alignment with what I wrote about in my book. And I'm just, I mean, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking this is so right on. I'm curious what you view as some of the best practices for supporting people to make that shift of being in dialogue with their subconscious or their unconscious story about themselves. I think this is this is one of those key moments for people when they realize that they can actually be in a different level of interaction, of dialogue, of communications with themselves. And I'm curious, I mean, I have some practices that I use in my practice. I'm wondering what are some of the things that you consider to be the best practices or techniques that people can use to make that kind of monumental shift? Because this is really about reframing the way we have our relationship with ourselves, don't you think?
Exactly. Exactly. I like the word reframing because that's exactly what it's all about. The first thing that we need to reframe is about disease. There is no disease.
Right.
There's only feedback. Basically, the body is an interface. So it's like, you know, a computer screen. You're talking to the computer screen, and that's the wrong place to talk to. You need to talk to the processor, and the processor is always located in the brains. So we need to go to that neurological level to understand how that function, how we create, you know, these neurological pathways that keep us stuck in a certain pattern. So if we forget about the word about disease, but we start thinking about feedback. So if I have a problem, a physical problem, an emotional problem, doesn't really matter. I only have feedback. So one of the powerful techniques that I know is to create a kind of a evaluation procedure before you go to sleep. And you look at your day. You look at what stresses you during the day. And the moments you were not in your power. And then you're going to relive those moments just for a short while. It's not something that takes a lot of time. And you're going to relive it now in the way you want to be, in the way you want to respond, not in your primary reaction, how you want to deal with your disease. So if you start doing that, you start building in your brains new synapses, and now you can really start the self-healing. So part of it is nothing else than re-evaluating and editing your movie. You're changing your movie in the movie that you want to have. And if you start doing that, you're creating a big shift in on consciousness level. And then you start doing today. Every moment that you get distracted by pain or by the disease itself, now you start to visualize, you know, that you're having a dialogue with yourself. What kind of information you want to give back to yourself? What is your feedback to yourself? What is your focus right now? So this is one of the techniques. And how I help my clients is by giving them specific points on the body that they can use, because these points open the energy channels. So now we give the critical mind something to do, and for that reason, the information goes to a much deeper level when we combine either visualization or an affirmation with something else. Then we get a kind of synergistic effect, and things start to move very, very fast at that moment.
Wow, that sounds great. So a lot of this is self-reflective. Are they really specific techniques that are like meditations that you encourage people to do at the end of each day or throughout their day? Do they involve writing exercises or dialogue with anyone, or is it really just sort of a kind of a practice of evaluating your own thinking?
Well, there's I do have a series of guided meditations, which are not just like, you have a lot of CDs and a lot of stuff out there about self-healing, about self-esteem and all of that. I have some of that as well, but that's not the main thing. That's also support. Basically, I have a series of 12 specific meditations that are teaching people how to dialogue with their brains, with the neural system, how to contact the brains, how to understand how they function, and how to be specific enough to give the right commands to the brains. And when we talk the brains, I'm really talking about what's called the autonomous nervous system. In the autonomous nervous system, we have a kind of a computer system that regulates and balances everything. So I teach them how to get in touch with what we call the regulator processor, and how to specifically address that, how to work with metaphors, how to tell it how to charge up the immune system, how to detoxify the body, how to regenerate the cells, how to get the stem cells active again. And when people start doing that, then we're tapping into the self-healing.
Wow, yeah, and this is great.
And that's a completely different way than listening to, you know, just relaxed meditation or some sort of weight loss meditation. Those may work, but when you really know how to manage your own brains, then you get this power that will change your life completely.
That's great. Yeah, I love this because it's really about reframing the whole story of how you see yourself and becoming empowered to have a whole different, more balanced relationship with your own heart, your own mind, and your own body. And it's so incredible to start to see real techniques and real practices that we can put in place to come back into balance and to heal ourselves. So I am so excited that we are on this topic, and we're going to take our last break. And when we come back, I'm going to have Dr. Roy tell us about the workshops he does and how we can get in touch with him and how you can learn more about his practice and hopefully see him on the road. So you're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and we'll be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. With CRA, we are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to EasternEssence.com. That's EasternEssence.com.
1230 WPLQ.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am in dialogue today with Dr. Roy Martina. We're talking with him about his new book that hits the shelves in just a few days here in the U.S. called Emotional Balance, Your Path to Healing and Peace, Your Inner Path to Healing and Peace. And, you know, on the break, Dr. Roy, you said something that I feel kind of called to share with listeners about healing. And because we were talking during our little break about the challenge that the medical doctors have, and especially in America, maybe not so much in Europe, where I know you do a lot of work, but that there is a difficulty that with the medical doctors and the profession here, that if you start to be open to this kind of dialogue, this integrated, more holistic view of health, where you're kind of really trying to empower people to have a different kind of relationship with their body and to, as you've been talking about, to kind of reframe their experience of health in terms of energy, in terms of the story or the hypnosis, the sort of story that we have about ourselves. And so often people get really challenged, and you know, you were sharing during the break that some doctors are actually getting in trouble for being healers. You know, they're actually kind of going back to the roots of their profession, which was a healing profession, and now they get chastised for doing that. And you know, I'm really struck by this paradox that doctors go into medicine because they want to help people and they want to serve and they want to heal people. And yet we get stuck in this deep scientific biomechanical paradigm. And, you know, the medical profession gets caught in that as much as anyone else. What do you say to your colleagues who feel kind of boxed in by the healthcare industry that they're trying to work in?
Yeah, you know, I've got many friends that are doctors, and I studied with many of them, and we have a really deep sense of respect for each other because they understand where I'm coming from, and they also see the results that I'm creating. And many of them really know in their hearts that something is just wrong with medicine as it is. And if you study the statistics, traditional medicine, conventional medicine, the so-called scientific medicine, has become the third or fourth cause of death right now worldwide. So
wow.
There's so many side effects. If you, in the United States alone, over 100,000 people die a year of correctly prescribed medicine. So we're not talking about mistakes. Another 120,000 dies because of medical mistakes. So we're talking about chemicals here that are so powerful that they can really kill people. So, but the problem is that it is a system that if you break rank, if you break protocol, you can get punished. have many colleagues who especially went into the field of cancer therapy, of, you know, because I teach a lot of techniques in that field as well. And if they start healing people with techniques that are not orthodox, they will get into trouble. They might even lose their license for not practicing medicine the way it should be practiced. And nobody cares if you're healing people or not. You have to follow protocol, even if the protocol kills. So that's a big problem in the United States. In Europe, it's not such a major problem because as a doctor, you have much more freedom because you are much more in command to what you do. You're not, you know, as long as you follow certain principles and rules, then everything is okay. You can do anything you want. So it's a big reason why I also teach more here to doctors than the United States. The United States will have much more acupuncturists, chiropractors coming to my workshops. But in Italy, for example, I just came out of a workshop with psychiatrists, surgeons, you know, psychologists. There was a whole range of traditional doctors in that workshop as well. So United States is very progressive on one side, but on the other side, it's stuck in the pharmaceutical power that is behind the scene working on keeping the doctors in their place.
Well, I so resonate with what you're saying, but the good news is that people like you are out there and books like yours are coming out and people are obviously hungry and interested in this kind of transformational view of healing and wanting to be empowered in their relationship, not only with their doctor, but with their relationship with their body. Tell me what is your hope for this book? What would you like to see happen as this book hits the shelves in the U.S.?
This book is transformational. It's been out there for a couple of years. It's been translated in over 10 different languages. And we keep getting feedback every day through emails of people who changed their lives. And what's the power of this book? It is not a philosophical book. It gives you really real tools, practical tools. I give you a toolbox to really change and shift the healing power in your body and to change and shift your consciousness to how you view life and disease. And it's a book with a lot of stories of patients who have healed themselves, and also it makes a link to spirituality, but it's not the kind of spirituality that most people follow. It's very simple spirituality, because spirituality is nothing else than reconnecting to your divine power, and that's the power of healing, the power of love. And then you experience equanimity. So what really people get is a book that they can read easily, but also has all the techniques that I use in my practice and that I use every day on people, on myself, to take the stress of life and improve, for that reason, your life quality. And if people are interested, they can go to emotionalbalance.com. The title of the book is Emotional Balance. And on emotionalbalance.com, they find all the information, also on the telesummit I'm doing right now. And also I'm doing 2 teleclasses for the people who buy my book for free. They get over 40 different downloads. So it's a wonderful gift that we can give to people. And through internet, there's so much stuff we can do for free. So I'm really happy with that.
Well, I am so excited that this book is coming out. I think that I want to team up with you because it's a wonderful companion piece. My book focused on supporting people to move through fear, and it's really about reinventing their lives. Mm-hmm. And, I focused a lot on midlife and people that are reinventing their careers and becoming empowered around their story. And you're kind of the same thing, but from a physical, mental, and emotional well-being standpoint of how we can be empowered to basically rewrite the story of our health, of our physical being. And I just so encourage you, if you're listening, if you have an illness, if you have pain, if you're stuck in any place in your life, to check out Emotional Balance. Look up Dr. Roy Martino on the website. Get involved with these teleseminars. Dr. Roy, are you going to be in the U.S. at any time in the near future?
Yeah, absolutely. And people can find that in emotionalbalance.com. I'm giving some workshops there, but also we have some things like live streaming and stuff like that. So people can always catch up with a lot of free gifts, a lot of stuff that people can get into. What's most important is not so much getting to the workshops, but we have tools that people can use so they can empower themselves and train their minds into a healing machine. And that's what cool. I'm all about, helping people in any way possible, from workshops to, you know, really cheap tools. It's not about big spending a lot of money anymore. Everything has become cheaper and easier to practice for everyone.
Well, I think you said it right at the top of the hour when you said it's really about self-healing, you know, empowering people to get in gear, be empowered to change their lives and take responsibility and accountability and to really transform their relationship with themselves and bring themselves to a whole new level of vitality, of peace, of prosperity and health. And I am so excited that you came on the show. I want to wish you the best with this book. I think what you're doing, especially in the medical profession, is so extraordinary. I'm behind you 1,000%. So I thank you very much, Dr. Roy, for taking the time. I know it's late there where you are, so I really appreciate taking the time.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure, and really I love the synchronicity and the synergy that we have together. Thank you very much for that.
You're very welcome. All right, everyone, it's been a wonderful week as always. I hope that you are shifting your life into high gear over the next few days. And I will see you again next Monday at the same time. Have a great week. Good night, everyone.